This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere. So, yeah, Ming and I were watching the opening ceremonies,
right? Yeah, and so respectable.
So beautiful, right? But she was late.
And no, I'm
like,
Ming.
And I'm like... You know what time, you know when you should come to my house.
Man, you know when.
You get it, right? Uh-huh. And she looked at me very sternly and I kind of backed down.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel
she
like.
She used that single guy power on you, right?
Oh my God, I thought of it more of a Marvel. But you're right, it is more single guy.
Yeah, when she just reaches all the way back to her single guy days and just gives you that look that she used to give Jonathan Silverman.
Oh my God, filled with history and sexual tension.
Mm-hmm. She gives you the way she used to just wither Joey Slotnick on the vine on that show. I love seeing that. I hate when it's aimed at me.
Yeah.
But when she does it, I just go like, damn, she still got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, she gave you the look. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh,
and then
okay.
What did you do?
I mean, I lost my vigor. I kind of, I was like, oh, yeah, let's forget about it and have some more queso. And
Kula,
then, what?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Never lose your vigor with me.
Okay.
Can you make me a promise?
Okay.
And I know, look. Obviously, every show we start out, we each make one another a promise.
Yes, thank you.
Can you please promise me that you'll never lose your vigor with me?
Sean, I promise to never lose my vigor with you.
And is there a promise you'd like from me this week?
Yes. I want you to never flinch when it comes to giving your sass.
Boy, that's tough.
I know. But
okay, Kulop, I promise to never flinch when it comes to giving my sass. So, welcome to Hollywood Handbook with Cuckoo and the Clem Dog. Obviously, it's episode 200-something or whatever, so you know who we are. We're the hosts of the show. I'm the main host, and Kulop's my sidekick.
I don't know if that's quite our relationship.
Either way. But anyway, welcome to the show.
We're each other's co-host. I mean.
Hollywood Handbook. It's an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in red carpet line industry. So, showbiz. We always sort of trail off when we do the main thing. Cuckoo and I are here, and we have a guest who we've been wanting to have for quite a while. We finally have the gall to introduce Ryan.
Hi.
Hi, Ryan Gall.
Hi, Ryan.
He's from Bergillion, and you guys know him from that. Bergillion. And
Dollar Properties.
And Ryan, thanks so much for being on the show with me and Kulop, your two hosts.
Cuckoo and the Clam Dog.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo and the Clam Dog.
Great.
Fun to have you here. I know we've talked about, we went back and forth a little bit with scheduling, but it finally worked out.
It took a while, actually. Mm-hmm. It took like 6 or 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going?
Hey, Pete Holmes style. We just go, baby.
Episode 270 something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Woo, old hat for
us. Sorry we made it weird.
That's good stuff, right? Mm-hmm, Crashing on HBO.
Yeah, what do you think about religion, huh?
Mm.
Oh.
Pretty trippy.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we going to wait for Hayes to get here? And
what?
Hayes.
Huh?
Can we wait for Hayes to get here? So just because.
Sean Hayes.
Nothing is.
No.
Oh.
He's Sean.
I get it.
Oh, he thinks.
Sean Hayes. Yeah, Will and Grace is back. Let's talk about it, you know? First new episode was a little too political for me. I don't really like
Hayes,
to wade in those waters.
Davenport. Hayes Davenport. Only because I am kind of a fan of this. I'm a fan of this podcast, but And it's no offense. Hey, well, I feel uncomfortable talking to you.
That's such an honor for us to hear that you're a fan of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we love having you.
Oh, my God. It's such a
We've been doing it for a while, and you lose sight of, hey, people are listening to this thing.
I know. It's like you're doing it in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
Episode 270-something.
No, you definitely are not. You don't. You host this show?
Hollywood Handbook.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Hollywood Handbook.
No.
Yes, no. I do.
Hayes Davenport is the host of this show.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Right. You're like this is obsessed hilarious. Or something
I
with
know.
This. And we like to do, obviously everybody knows, we do some pretty big conceptual weird bits on
Thank
this
you.
Show. And
yes.
so I think you're coming in with, I'm going to outdo them
oh,
and
wow.
prank them with this weird, talking about some person that I haven't even heard of.
Well, you've never heard of Hayes.
You see, you always made strong choices on set of Bergillion.
Yes.
And so this makes sense.
And we love having more from the Bergillion family here. Obviously, Cuckoo
week,
and I just had Tawny.
Tawny Newsome.
That was a big episode.
It was
I
so
heard
funny.
That. I heard that episode.
Right.
I actually was upset that she didn't.
With me and Kula, yeah.
She didn't call me. But
yeah, we did call Scott and we called Paul.
Yes, we got them both on the phone and that was so fun. And she was razzing them a little
I
bit.
I know them intimately.
No, that was Hayes. That was Hayes. I'm humble enough that I may be partially wrong on this, but I know that Hayes is the host of this show and I don't,
Ryan.
Honestly, I have no idea who you are. I'm gotten to the point where I can't be polite
you know
about this anymore.
What it is, it's an audio format.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes people's voices, you can't tell them apart and you get mixed up. And maybe what happened, Ryan, is because you've always listened to the show and you've never been on the show before.
Right.
Okay.
You got into some kind of mix up, right? Where you heard it and thought when we were saying Cuckoo and the Clem Dog that we were saying
Hazen?
Hazel.
Well,
that was
something.
A audio mix up that I had because I've never been on the show.
It's okay. It's okay that it was.
Hey.
It's okay.
Hey, look.
No, I'm asking.
Every show,
yes.
every episode,
yes.
as you probably know, is we. Admit that we're human and that we can make mistakes.
Okay. And it's, you know what? Failure is education,
mm-hmm.
right? Isn't that what you always tell me every week?
I constantly will say, because let's face it, Kulat fails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say,
but it's about
hey.
Me getting up.
And I'll say, hey, it's not how many times you get knocked down, Cuckoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I get knocked down and I get up again, right?
Hey, that reminds me, we may want to get into the charts a little bit on our show. This is something we do every week.
Yeah, it's my favorite segment.
We're going into the chart zone where this week we're talking about the podcast charts. And
chart
I guess.
Chart zone.
Yeah, yeah. Chart zone.
Chart.
You're in it now.
Now I know
chart
you guys are.
Zone. Don't have a
cow.
Bart Zone, the Simpsons' son. Let's start with number one. So number one podcast this week is Hollywood Hamboo with Cuckoo and the Clem Dog. As always, it's 270 weeks running.
That's right. People voted.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Hmm?
That's you and Howard.
Sean, the Clem Dog.
No, we always do. It's sort of a... You know, it's sort of a popular segment that we do on Hollywood Hamboo where we talk about these charts.
Yeah.
And so we did have all the people vote who listen. I think maybe Ryan must have had the gall to vote for us for number one because we did get it again.
Jesus.
And so let's just talk a little bit about this great show that's been voted number one. Well, I love the hosts. I love how vulnerable they can be.
Can we stop? Stop with this. Just tell me where Hayes is. If he's not going to be here, that's fine. But we can at least speed through this a little bit because the whole purpose of me being here.
I mean, just do the fucking show.
Hey,
dude.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Fucking
thing. I'm trying to like.
I came here out of my own time.
Hey, be cool, man. Just fucking go with it. You came out here. We're doing you a favor.
Why are you making a fucking fist at me?
Well, we're the number one show, okay?
Okay, but
so
don't
maybe
you voted for it, so like you should be happy.
I actually did vote for it, but I voted for it because of. Hayes.
Okay, Ryan.
My
so
vote
you,
is
you want me
powerful.
To be a man. Is that I,
oh
I was
my
your
God.
Girl boss?
He has a
and
problem.
You want me to be a man
oh
on this
my.
Podcast?
No,
Ryan.
Time's up, Ryan.
Time's up.
Hashtag
time's what's, up. So your version of the show would be what? That it would be three straight white men sitting in this room right now.
Oh, you know,
that sounds so good. That would be really fun to listen to.
Okay, so Sean goes to Harvard. I study at Second City, but I'm a man. Like, all right, what are we?
Again.
A year ago?
Sean, I don't know who you are.
You don't know how to say my name? Just call me the clam dog, baby.
I don't know. I honestly wish we could be straight with each other. I feel like we're not going to get there. So I'm just going to, I may just leave.
You're just going to, oh, you're going to
really?
Leave?
Really?
You're threatening me? This is a huge opportunity for you.
You would disrespect us?
This is the number one show.
Coming
is
in.
Are you even thinking
one.
About that?
Is it the number one show?
Yeah,
it's huge. Like it's just huge. We just did the charts. Don't make me do a chart again on you.
What chart?
Please don't make me do a chart on you.
Coming in at number one, Hollywood.
That's the same chart. Do it. If you're going to do another chart, do a different chart. Do something like
most humble humble host, I guess. Mm-hmm. Let me look.
You were going to your first instinct was to be the most humble guest.
Most humble guest. Well, okay. I got number a million.
Thank you.
Yeah,
coming in at number million.
Yeah, I had the gall to be the least humble guest, Ryan.
I'm googling where Hayes is.
Please, hey.
What?
Please don't Google while you're on my show.
I mean, it's so rude.
Please at least say something funny like, I'm going to Yahoo where he is, or I'm going to use Bing. Please, it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah,
we would at least like a funny specific.
Just like, I'm going to Bing
Look,
it.
We got an engineer who's here every week. You don't believe Cody? Us? Why don't you talk to him?
Yo.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah?
Be a straight shooter, please, and just tell me where Hayes is.
It's kind of sexist.
That
thank you.
Oh, to want to know where he is?
Not thank the you. Best time to get that label, Ryan.
The straight shooter thing.
I am anything but a sexist.
Really?
You know that.
I hire you. I'm Bridgerton. And then I invite you on my podcast, which you know is a big deal in my life. Maybe more
so
than
Bridgerton.
I've done
your podcast. I've done... Wow. I've done Who Charted.
It's like talking to a fucking brick wall.
I mean.
Hey, man. We're just trying to a show, man. Why don't you take it easy?
Oh, you know what? Maybe he's doing like some alt comics. They're like about being contrary. Maybe that's his bit.
Oh, this is like, forgive me. Now I feel silly. This is Kaufman-esque.
Ugh. I think you're right. Yeah, like you're vying for some sort of like Andy Kaufman
is he
award.
Is he a genius? Is he a scoundrel? Who's to say?
No, I just like Hayes. I like Hayes, and I think you guys are feeling insecure right now because you are not a host of this, and you never have been.
What are you trying to say, man? Okay. This imaginary Hayes figure, is it that you, you know, have made some promise to yourself that you're going to become friends with the other handsome guy in the Earwolf world?
What?
I mean, is that what you're doing here? And then you just made up this character, this Hayes guy, who I guess is, in your mind, looking like a snack?
Shun, I never said a thing about.
I mean,
how
that's
he
so
looked.
Strange.
Shun,
I never said a word about what Hayes looked like, did I?
I think you were saying that you wanted to see the hot sweetie Hayes who's looking like a snack, and I was like,
tall.
Whoa! Like, first of all, we're sitting right here, you know,
and he is hot,
and you're sexualizing. Okay, please.
And he does look like a snack. And he's done some stuff with his career that I'd want to model my career.
Oh, hey, man, he doesn't even exist. Oh, yeah, what do you do with his career, this guy who you're freaking talking about who doesn't even exist? Thank you, Engineer Cody. Who dat?
Oh, come on. What has he done?
Saints. Good job, Fab Dog. That was really good.
A lot of, like, what I respect about him is, like, a lot of young writers will, you know, team up with somebody so that they can either progress or succeed as a team or fail as a team, and he's done it on his own. He has written on shows by himself. He's gone in to like networks, pitched by himself, and he's succeeded by himself, and he hasn't needed
somebody. Oh yeah, what's his big fucking network show that's on the air?
Yeah, seriously.
Last I heard Fox shit canned the last thing that he had in development there.
And by the way, this is everybody at Second City. I just want to tell you that. You're describing everyone at Second City.
If he even exists, and I'm not saying he does.
Neither am I.
He's not like everyone at Second City.
Okay, what? Does he get paid?
He got several...
Yeah, first of all, even if he did exist, if he was associated with an organization like Second City that completely exploits its labor... These guys work their fingers to the bone doing improv.
Yeah. Yeah, they clock in.
Have you watched AG?
What's that?
AG.
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 Gregory.
I watched it. I was on the ground floor. I wrote there.
He clammed up.
You wrote for there?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, man. Perhaps you remember the voice of Babatunde, the young African child who they adopted in the show.
Yeah.
And that they had the open mind to cast me as that voice on that show.
Prove it.
I will. I will.
Allow yourself the time to get into character.
Let me get into the zone. I guess I have to get into the character zone.
Yeah.
Character zone. Here we go. Character zone. Feel in the flow.
This is not a segment.
Bart zone.
No.
The Simpsons side.
No.
Let's all start with number one.
Go do the voice.
Papa.
Okay. That was good.
Brought you right back.
Yeah, I will. But I, a lot of people can do different voices, so I don't. You could be just mimicking who really did it. Were you a script supervisor? Did you put together scripts? Because I know that Hayes actually wrote.
I put together scripts.
Well,
from my mind. From scratch.
Okay, I think it might be possible that you're conflating white guys, and I do it all the time.
Okay. No. Hey, so I can admit it.
Yeah, so really, no. Sean is the snack that you're having a tack for.
No. I mean, but physically.
So I'm whack? So I'm not snack, I'm whack?
You're a little whack. You're a little. You're a little wet.
Hey, I like this kind of humor, you know? I dish it out, I can take it, all right? We get a little edgy on the show sometimes. Look, 270 episodes in, you start to get punchy. You want to go out there and...
I'm not being edgy. I want to meet Hayes because he is an idol of mine. He is... Some of my career, I've based on his career. I was looking forward to meeting him, and I'm a little... Frankly, and I'm a little pissed off that this is happening. I feel like I'm in some sort of Twilight...
Ryan, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Did you hit your head?
No.
Jesus Christ. Hey, let's just get to the fucking popcorn gallery, huh?
I mean, come on.
The famous segment that Kulop and I do on the show is her idea.
Yeah, pop, pop.
And we do the popcorn gallery.
Pop, pop?
Yeah, pop, pop. Popcorn
this is
gallery.
Not, I've listened to the show. This is not a thing you do on the show.
Pop, pop. It's the gallery.
Everything is the same song.
Pop, pop.
You guys just do the same opening
Where's
song.
Where's Mallory?
Who's Mallory?
She's Family Ties.
Yes, thank you. Jesus, Justine Bateman much?
Hello.
She was the president of SAG, okay? She might have helped you out with some of those contract negotiations.
Yeah, maybe you know her brother because you seem to only want to hear male versions.
Jason Bateman
played friggin' Mallory on Family Ties?
He's a hot, tasty treat.
This is Ryan turning on Family Ties.
Wait, get back into the character. If you're going to do me.
Wait, Baba Tunde.
Well,
no, you have to get into your character.
We have to get it going
again. Unless I'm not worthy of that.
Character zone. Second time. Character zone. Here's the rhyme.
There better be a rhyme coming up.
Bart zone.
He's
Simpson's son. Bart zone. We're having fun.
This is character such a disappointment.
Here's Ryan turning on Family Ties.
This better be amazing.
Oh, there's Jason Bateman.
That was very.
And Mallory came on screen right before that.
I do know who Mallory is, and I had a.
Maybe it's time for us to sing the whole Family Ties theme song.
Maybe?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we do on this show. A lot of times.
Yeah. It's actually.
A lot of times when we have a guest like you, we'll do sort of a solo bolo thing where we just sing a fucking song.
That's content.
No, that's comedy bang bang.
And that's content.
It's almost 100%.
No,
that's comedy bang bang.
Scott Ackerman.
Hey, that's one of our catchphrases on this show.
Right.
The number one podcast on the network.
Hot tips.
And every time we do a big joke, we'll go, boy, that's comedy bang bang. Bang.
Yeah.
And so thanks for reminding me. I had forgotten to do it.
For a million years. I bet we'll be together for a million more. Uh-huh. And there ain't no...
I'd rather do the Growing Pains theme song. Isn't that just a better song?
It is.
Can we talk about some of the TV we watched growing up, you guys? I mean, I was fucking raised
by
TV, okay?
Yeah.
I guarantee I'm not the only one. Right now, people are listening to this, and this is not as good.
And they're wondering where some phantom imaginary boyfriend ears
is. Exactly. They're all like, how did this get made?
I wish he was my boyfriend.
What? Okay, let's talk about this. You're married.
Yeah, but my wife is totally cool with me having boyfriends.
Really? Mm. This is the first time hearing about this.
This is actually interesting.
Hollywood boo exclusive.
This is actually
interesting. No, she's not like, please go out and find a boyfriend. But
you know what? This is interesting to me. You want to know why, Ryan?
You want to know why?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because it's about you.
Thank you.
You come in talking about Hayes or his credits. I mean, that's not anything that I can't learn from a fucking book. Unless you want to talk about you. Yeah. Now that's interesting.
Now, yeah. That's now the you book got my I want to read.
Okay, well, read away. But I'm telling you, this would be much more interesting if Hayes was here. He's the guy who asked the good questions. And I'm more interested right now in getting out your little calendar and rescheduling.
Sorry, I'm just checking the clock. Cody, I think it's time for Magazine Countdown. This is a part of the show where we count down all the best magazines from the week.
That's right. We're going number five to number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the best magazines, 5 to 1.
So you count them down. Yeah.
Coming in at number five, Cat Fancy.
Magazines. Cat Fancy is number five?
Cat Fancy
out of every magazine in the world?
You think it should be number one?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I thought so, too.
Controversy.
Oh, damn. Well, he's going after the charts again. I mean, Ryan, this is why we bring you on. Your hot takes on magazines.
Is your blood sugar low? Because that's on set, if you didn't have enough hard-boiled eggs, you would get really cranky. Yeah, so maybe
it might be low. I haven't eaten today.
We became really close.
Story there.
We became very close.
Like,
that's why I know you didn't host this.
Almost as
were
close
you
as me
this?
And my longtime co-host, Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Eli Sadek.
Yeah. What does Clem Dog mean?
It's like a cool name.
Yeah, it's like based off of his
people
last
like
name.
It,
cool
yeah.
at all.
No, people think it's cool. Yeah.
They think it's Cuckoo.
It just invokes the cool character.
Yeah, like a rebel and someone who takes risks, like a rebel would. Yeah.
Cool.
And
yeah,
then also Rebel Wilson, someone who has joy de vivre.
2 years worked together.
Seasons and 1 through 4.
Right.
Bajillion.
Let's talk Lady Doritos, huh?
Oh, God.
I mean, big controversy there.
Yes, because women don't like food, so it makes sense to like mute chewing down.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't want to hear him crunching.
Yeah. I mean, you can relate since you want me to be a man.
Yeah.
You've always
quieted her down, huh?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'd be more comfortable with you being a man as my boss.
That is what he said when we had our HR one-on-one. I'm also HR on the show.
Yeah. And
well,
what did you say to me?
As somebody who has a male boss, Colin, I can tell you it's not that comfortable.
I wish he was American.
The good dude comes in munching on kidney pie or whatever.
Kidney
so
pie.
Loud. Jeez. With a spotted dick.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking tossing blood pudding at me and all this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, brother.
Come on.
Get with the program, baby.
Come on, okay?
Cuckoo and Clem Dog are keeping the fucking lights on at this place. Maybe show a little bit of respect. Eat some normal food around me.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Do you want to hear my favorite thing about Hayes?
Fine.
Oh, God.
He's sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He's quick.
Okay.
Oh, God.
He's humble. He's frugal.
So this Hayes is some kind of genius.
Yeah.
Who keeps the show afloat.
Yeah.
You know, establishes structure. And
yeah, like he sounds like somebody who has like really cool like prescription frames, right?
Oh, my
like,
God.
He's the type of guy who can wear like... He can wear Warby Parker.
Big,
and look
chunky,
really
vintage
good.
Frames.
Yep. But he
look
can
like
also,
a Halt and Catch Fire character.
Mm-hmm. He can take them off, though, and look just as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like what? Wearing
Why,
plaid
his eyes
shirts?
Are ice blue?
Yeah.
To match his plaid shirts?
Oh, what is he got
looks
a button down? A little bit of a prep school vibe?
Yeah.
But you could tell it gets nasty after hours?
It's an expensive shirt, but it looks like he picked it up at Goodwill.
I can't listen to this. This guy sounds fake as
it's
hell.
Hitting. Huh?
Do you think this character that he's conjured up would wear Untuckit, like, you know, the men's brand, Untuckit?
Seem like he probably would.
No.
He'd probably be seen exclusively in Untuckit
because
he can afford it.
Yeah, and MeUndies, I bet.
Are probably. Untuckits expensive?
Okay,
look,
Ryan.
We're number one
Your privilege
in the
is showing. Hey, Ryan, you might want to tuck that in. Your privilege is showing, Ryan.
Yeah.
Wait, how much is an Untuckit shirt?
Jesus Christ. He buys them, but he doesn't even know what they cost. Some of us still check the price tag. This is Ryan. If you ask how much something is, he goes, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. He just walks right up to the register with whatever he likes.
Well, he's
whatever
all
looks
like,
good on his sturdy frame.
He's on a website. And he's like, add to cart.
Yeah. Barely. And then he does overnight shipping.
Oh, my God. That's so expensive. And you can wait for it, Ryan.
No, I have a little.
You don't do Prime. Do you know that you can see television shows with a Prime account?
I purposely don't do Prime so I can pay for this stuff. What? I don't want to get Prime because it's more – I mean, I do think it's a little bit of a – this sounds like an asshole thing to say of me, but it makes you look better if you spend more money.
Well, that
– but that's interesting to me because it's actually about you.
And not like –
which is what I've been trying to get at, not some guy who's not even here, who maybe never even was here probably.
I have a gift for Hayes, so I'd love to give it to him.
Okay. Why don't you give the gift to yourself and be freed of this like fantasy?
This is a good time for our segment where we all give a gift to ourselves.
Great.
Okay.
And the gift is in the form of a promise.
Yeah. Give me a gift for myself.
Now. So.
Coming in at number one.
What are we charting?
Ryan's gift to himself is a promise.
Yeah.
And go ahead and make it right now.
A promise to myself?
Mm-hmm. A promise to yourself.
I promise that I'm not going to count this as my visit to Hollywood Handbook.
You would have to do another show?
I'm going
to
come back when
Went anywhere and maybe it's better this way and we don't even need him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Like
exactly
maybe he didn't go...
Huh? Bless you.
Hey, it's time for Cody's Corner. Engineer Cody, you always have such an interesting topic that you bring in. Why don't you lay on us what you've been up to this week? Because Cody, obviously, you might know him as the very organized, responsible engineer here at Earwolf, who's just part of the backbone of Hollywood Hamboo with Clem Dog and Cuckoo.
Yeah, that's right.
So go ahead, Cody. What's up?
I've been watching bowling videos, like
how to bowl?
Yeah.
This is a segment of the show?
Man. And that's so interesting, Cody. You know why? Because it's about you. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and what's going on with your style? Have you taken out any of these instruction onto the lanes and try to roll a perfect score?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's best to stay in the lab a little bit before you go. And
let it marinate. Let it wash over you.
And the lanes are greasy, you know?
So greasy.
You roll the
ball. Cody's notoriously a clean freak.
How many different videos are there?
There's like, many channels.
Oh, channels?
Wow. It's all full channels, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it put you into sort of an interesting mind space?
Sure. You learn how to walk 5 steps and how to swing. Mm-hmm. Hold the ball.
And then the release got to be part of it.
The release is part of it.
Oh, boy, what a great... Cody's Corner always gives us a lot of juice. And I love... He talks about these videos that he watches, and you can hear it with the full confidence that he's watching them after he's done recording the show. You know, Cuckoo, maybe we should do another one of our famous segments where we just take a friggin' crazy movie and just go, hey, how'd they even make this thing?
This
like, why'd they do it?
Let's do that.
Oxford, by the way.
Do you do anything but horrible, bad segments? Because it's all I've heard so far, and I'm kind of done with it.
That's not a bad segment. It's a
very
hit segment
popular.
On our popular podcast, the number one podcast on the network.
I'm going to call it.
This show will be friggin' the Chucky movie. Like, who even had this idea? Christ. The doll is going crazy.
Do you guys mind being quiet for 1 second because I'm texting an old.
This is an audio podcast.
Well, Ryan, you can chime in with us at any time.
I'm going to call Hayes right now. I have a friend that used to.
You know a friend who knows this imaginary phantom character, Hayes, who you're obsessed with.
They went through the Second City program together. And
okay.
And they're kind of like, they were in the trenches of Second City together. And
one of his old buddies from
he's
NAM,
responding.
His war buddies from
he's responding.
Hello?
There we go.
Sean?
What?
No, this is Hayes. Hayes Davenport?
Yes, this is Hayes. Is Sean there? I've been trying to talk to Sean.
No, this is Ryan Gall. Right.
This doesn't prove anything.
Ryan Gall.
He just called some friend of his to pretend.
How's it going?
It was going well. I'm a little starstruck to meet you, but even if it is over the phone lines.
Right,
but
you're embarrassing yourself.
It doesn't prove anything.
Oh my goodness.
I'm in here at the Hollywood Handbook, which is not really happening in my mind because you're not hosting it. I'm a little disappointed that you're not here. Where are you?
Wait, well, so I've been trying to call in this entire episode, the whole plan for this episode. And Ryan, can I just say, it's mutual. We're in a mutual admiration society.
That's
love you on Bazillion. You were very funny on that show, but also probably the most attractive person on it. And it was a very good looking show.
Well, that means a lot to me. And I also find you to be aesthetically beautiful as well.
Goodness.
But you have a heart of gold.
not an ugly person on the show. And
well,
you,
that's
and I would
thanks
say
to me.
That you were
well,
a little bit.
Is the coup up there too?
Yes.
Yeah, she's. I guess.
Coup, don't engage with him.
Okay, I'm.
Yeah, this is Hayes, you guys. Apparently, something rings a bell here. This is the guy who hosts Hollywood Handbook alone.
Alone.
So this whole episode. It's Sean there. Can I talk to Sean? Please?
Yeah.
Sean, what are you doing? Sean, don't talk to him.
Who are you, stranger?
Mm-hmm. Sean, it's Hayes, your best friend of anyone. And we collaborate as well, but we still make it work as friends.
Oh, yeah.
We've never let it come in the way of being friends. Is that ringing the biggest bell in the world, maybe?
Maybe a little.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, hey,
this whole—I knew this would happen.
Hey, stop! Hey, stop! Stop! Knew, stop! Okay.
I knew this happened.
Okay, message received.
Let me tell Ryan on it. Ryan has to know. This whole episode was going to be about how I went to the Winter Olympics, how I'm there now competing in the Winter Olympics because I beat Sean at qualifiers.
Yeah, because I slipped on friggin' a piece of ice that I think you actually put there.
Wait.
The whole thing is ice. The whole event.
Okay, well, nobody told me that.
It's on ice. The event is the one where you roll up a hill of ice.
What?
Yeah, last minute, all of a sudden, there's ice everywhere, and I've been practicing on just a plain hill.
The event is you roll up.
We're rolling up the hill. I'm not even trying. I'm trying to lose because I knew something like this would happen if I lose. It's just always easier to lose with Sean. And Sean rolls off the side of the hill.
It is easier to lose to me because I'm so good.
Sean was trying to go too fast. His top half was rolling. It was the only part rolling, and his feet were like a fulcrum, and so he just kind of rolled in a circle.
And you wind up standing up and spinning around, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And hurt my hip, hurt my back.
And your pussy and your crack?
And
I went up there. I rolled up the hill so fast that people thought I was doing like a ski jump. I did a ski jump up the top of the hill. I wasn't even trying to win.
You were wearing skis?
Ryan wants to know if you were wearing skis.
No, I wasn't wearing skis.
He just did a ski jump. It's a ski style of jump, and you don't even need skis to do it.
That's just a jump.
It's not just a jump, Ryan.
Unless you're wearing skis, it's like going to a skateboarding pipe.
No, Ryan, it's not just a jump. Because if you're doing a wicked Daffy in the middle of the air, then actually you are doing a ski style of jump.
I was going uphill, Ryan. I love you, buddy, but let's listen, please. I was going uphill.
Take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth.
And I get a dump off the top of the hill. And
you ever notice the ratio, Ryan, that the big guy gave you two ears and one mouth? There might be a reason for that.
It's just a jump.
Maybe listening's twice as important.
Just a jump.
It's just a jump. Okay, this guy. So now I am in a position where I do have to stand up for my best friend. Because it's not just a jump, and he did it so good he even beat me, which must be pretty good.
Wait. No, before you do like your best friend again, what have you been doing?
Nothing. Basically nothing. We just were hanging out.
Yeah.
What did you do? My phone must have been off or something weird because I didn't hear any calls. And so what? So we just, you know, Cuckoo's here. I don't know if you want to talk to her, but
hi,
we did the show. She says hi.
I love Cuckoo.
I love you, Hayes.
It makes me so sad that you would bring Cuckoo and Ryan. for my what was supposed to be my special show, and you wouldn't let me do it and even talk about my experience.
The Winter Olympics. Well, it just so happened that timing-wise, it made more sense to just do it with Cuckoo and Ryan, and then...
I feel like I've been duped.
Okay. So now we have to deal with this?
No.
We're trying to mend their friendship, Ryan, and now you, it's attention on you again?
Ryan tried to make the whole thing about himself, and it was really frustrating because, like, to be honest, he's not that interesting.
That's what I would have done if I were there. When I'm hosting, I make my show, I take a step back, and I allow the guest to be the star of the show.
See? I told you that. I told you he was a better host. And you didn't believe me.
Well, okay. Well, so
selfish friend.
So all we did really
and
was
I know
we just.
I thought of you. I would never say that. But you are a selfish friend.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, all
Hollywood
we did really
exclusive.
Was we just did talk to Ryan, and then we counted down the charts a little bit, and then we talked about how did this get made, and then we sang a theme song because we were raised by TV and we were doing a solo bolo.
That's all.
So it's really not a big deal.
Well, maybe I'll play the episode some week when you don't know that the show is happening, and I'll bring a guest, and I'll be hosting the show at the same time as you.
I can be co-host!
No!
Hayes, I can be co-host!
Well, Kulop's saying she refused to participate in something like that.
That's not what I said.
Because it wouldn't feel right. So, some people are actually loyal, and that selfish friend comment just got you almost disconnected, except for Ryan's pretty strong and grabbed my arm.
Ryan,
so do you have anything else you want to say to him?
Hey,
to Ryan?
Yeah.
I would love to collab on something sometime. I think the two of us, two handsome guys, I think we could really do a good, a spoof. We could do a good spoof of some kind.
Do you need a writing partner?
Spoof?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like really a writing thing. It's like I think we would just kind of show up and do a spoof.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Sean, could you pitch a title for the podcast?
Okay.
I think instead of Broad City, it's called Broad Shoulders, starring Hayes and Ryan.
And it's a spoof of Broad City.
I think that you and Ryan in a spoof of Broad City, removing all my emotion from what has been a pretty tumultuous day, I think that that would be a very successful venture and could be really funny. It's a show that's so ripe for getting spoofed.
It's a showrunner, into the showrunner slot. And now I see how it happened the last time.
Yes. Virgilian.
An idea factory over here.
That's right. Atop this, my broad shoulders.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Kulop's own broad shoulders are
now she wants to be in it, which I don't know.
She'd maybe be boss.
Yes. Yes.
I think I could be pretty good in the Hannibal role. I mean, is that interesting?
I mean, we could promise it to you now, but then recast it later.
That would be a familiar feeling. So I think that what came out of this was actually something good, which is we've got a really great idea for a spoof. We've got some perfect casting going on.
Yeah.
And so I understand that you are upset with me, but can I just say good luck in the Winter Olympics?
I'm doing it. I have to leave because I'm doing it now.
Oh, you're up? All right.
I'm rolling.
Don't forget your skis.
You're in the middle of rolling. Don't forget your skis. And then it's a little dig, and he can't resist. And this is what he's been doing.
Are we on
Bluetooth?
I think that's at you.
It was at you.
That's at somebody.
Shun.
Okay.
Whatever your name is. Listen.
Yeah.
Can I just end by, Hayes, I just want to end by saying how much I respect your career and what a ferocious performer and writer you are. And
Ryan, and can I say I feel the exact same way about you. You're a savage. You're a savage, Ryan. And that's the highest compliment I can say.
I think you are a gnarly and ratchet.
It's lit, fam. Hey, fam. It's lit, fam.
You're a warrior. I have to go.
Sean, I don't think you meant it you said it was lit,
when
fam.
I said it's lit, fam?
Yeah, I don't think you felt lit.
Do you not think that? Do you not feel that I felt that it was lit?
Yeah,
or
that's
even
what I'm
that
saying.
Perhaps that you're my fam?
No, I feel that you're my fam.
Mm-hmm,
I'd love an apology.
Why?
Why? What are you talking about?
Oh, for all of this.
We were doing a Kaufman-esque, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were doing it?
Yes. Yes. And we kind of tried to walk you to that a little bit, obviously. Like,
he and I both want Jim Carrey to be obsessed with us. Mm-hmm. And so this is our way.
This is all.
This is our path.
I was hoping that Jim Carrey would somehow inconvenience a lot of people by being a fan of me. And that that would perhaps be
his
ripe topic for
truth.
A documentary. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's my goal.
That's my goal, too.
It has been for a while. Yeah.
Well, that being said, then I apologize to you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, well.
That feels great.
And I'll actually accept it, and you can see what it looks like to be gracious.
Okay, to give a gift.
That could be, yeah.
That was a gift you gave yourself, in a way. You know what I mean?
God.
Are there any other segments we want to do before we go, now that Ryan's
actually
chilled out?
I'd love to know the other four magazines you only went through.
Cat Fancy? Well, probably Dog Fancy, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rat Fancy.
Of course, and then there's always highlights at number one.
Mm-hmm. And we did skip one, and we are going to leave that one. That's the Mystery Magazine.
At number two.
Mm-hmm. And the mystery is solved. It's Mad Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gave it away. Right away.
Yeah, and then but it was fun for the audience because we had been sprinkling clues throughout.
Easter eggs crack open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, a bit Holmesian.
This was a...
Is Sherlock, sir?
Waste of time.
Yas, queen.
Yas.
So, Ryan, do you want to plug anything while you're here?
Yeah,
we do like a plug song?
Yeah, obviously we should do our plug song.
Let me hear the plug song, and then I'll go from there. I don't know. I mean...
Well, what about
what's up, Doc? I'm Plugs Bunny. We're doing the plugs and the song is funny.
Yeah.
Yas, queen.
So what workouts are you doing lately?
Oh, I'd love to talk about that. I'm still hitting hot yoga a lot, Shun. And?
Hot yoga? How hot?
105 degrees.
That's too hot. That's too hot.
Some Orange Theory, which I really enjoy because it is based around scientific theory on how to stay in the orange zone.
That you hit the orange zone?
Yeah.
That's good.
And I recently...
Yeah, I've been hitting some Orange Theory too. Orange Julius.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I got a theory. That shit tastes good, man. Yeah, let me put my hypothesis to the test.
Oh no, brain freeze.
Yes, the experiment was successful. What else are you doing for fitness, man?
You know, Sean and I don't know if you know this, we go to the same gym.
You do?
Do we?
We do.
What gym
have
is
I
that?
Seen you there?
No, I just heard from Drew Tarver last night that he saw you.
Do you want to hear a real story about Drew Tarver?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the gym and I see Drew Tarver there and we talked for like 20 minutes and it was nice and nice guy. And then I'm leaving and I'm kind of in a hurry because my wife, Steffi Graf, is on her way home. And if I don't get home before her, then she's going to have to feed the cats when she gets home. And she's been working all day and I've just been hanging out at the gym, not working. And so I kind of will feel bad if she has to feed the cats because there's a lot of them and it's kind of a pain in the ass. And so I'm like racing to get home. Yeah, I have five cats and there's three outdoor cats that come too.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like racing to get home. And so I got to get out of the gym fast, but obviously I just left the gym. I want to go take a shower and I walk in. There's probably 12 showers there. Like there's so many. I've never seen this before. They're all full.
Wow.
So I'm walking in. I'm going like, fuck, I really got to go. And I'm like waiting. And so I'm like there and I'm like, I can't believe they're all full. Like the one day I'm in a hurry, I see this very unusual thing. Then one of the showers turns off. So I go, okay, this person's going to get out of the shower soon. So I walk over and I post up in front of the shower. Drew Tarver opens the door and I'm standing there outside his fucking shower like a total creep. And so I, of course, don't explain what's – it's like – and I'm thinking like if the roles were reversed and I opened the door and someone's outside the shower, I would never think, oh, the showers must be full and he was waiting because that's never happened there. So he just sees me waiting outside and I am kind of happy with what my reaction was, which is I see his face and I just go, perfect.
And I walk into the shower and just turn up. But I'm like, he must think I'm very strange. And I don't blame him.
Perfect.
And that was it. So that happened at the gym. And I hope to see you there. I've been there a little more lately.
I also am fun employed, and so I will be there.
Well, what I'll say, well, let's not yet, but what I'll say about the gym is that it is located in Hollywood, and that I did overhear someone say something in the locker room that should maybe be our parting thought, which is they were talking about maybe joining a different gym, and the one guy said, man, you can't go to a different gym. This one's in Hollywood. The network is the nectar, baby. Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.